saying farewell to Flash. He ran between two defenders, passed a third, and a couple of seconds later, his team had two more points. At the end of his final game, on April 11th, he had scored 30 points. This was the end of a career for Dwayne Wade, nicknamed Flash. It was the 37-year-old's last game for the Miami Heat and his last appearance on an NBA basketball court. Over his storied career, Wade played in 1,054 regular season games, 177 playoffs, scored more than 23,000 points, appeared in three NBA championships, and earned one Finals Most Valuable Player award. He also won two Olympic medals, including a gold medal at the 2008 Beijing Games. Originally from Chicago, Wade's attitude and style of play moved many people, including former U.S. President Barack Obama. "Whenever you got knocked down, you always showed us how to get back up," Obama said in a tribute video. "You showed some Chicago spirit, and you did us proud." Wade didn't have the easiest start in life. His parents divorced when he was young, and Dwayne was moved from the crime-ridden area in which he lived with his mother to stay with his father. The move changed Wade's life because he could play basketball with his stepbrothers in a new environment. Wade broke down the door to the NBA in 2003 with his outstanding ball-handling skills and jumping ability. He had a strong work ethic, taking practice as seriously as he took games. He trained in the gym by himself during the off-season and exercised hard to stay in shape. Wade has also spoken out on social issues. In 2012, 17-year-old Heat fan Trayvon Martin, an African-American, was shot in a racist attack on his way home from watching the NBA All-Star Game. Wade, together with LeBron James, led the Miami Heat squad, pulling up their hoodies in support of justice for Martin, who had his hoodie up when he was killed. Wade hoped this action would bring attention to racist violence. In 2003, he founded the Wade's World Foundation, which provides support to various education, health, and family service programs. "Obviously, I'm one person. I can't change the world, but I can help affect change in communities," Wade told ESPN. "That's what I want to continue to do." This is not the end of Wade's story. He wants to continue fighting for economic and social equality in the U.S.